This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prep with Mike. Thank you for your support. Hello and welcome. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger with naturalnews.com, and we've got a very interesting guest for you today, a secret guest who goes by the name Joe Nobody. Yeah, he actually protects his identity for reasons that you will soon discover for yourself. He's the author of numerous books, including one that I've read and have recommended called Holding Your Ground. And this book teaches you how to protect your house, your family, your apartment building, whatever it happens to be, in the case of social collapse or an outbreak of war or rioting or an economic collapse or whatever the case may be. Protect your life and your property against looters and rioters or just people breaking the law, running around doing crazy stuff, whether those people are civilians or governments, in fact. So it's a great book, extremely informative, and it's about much more than just, it's not just, you know, guns and bullets, although that's covered, but there's a lot more in it that's very intelligent. I thought this author was right on the money on these topics, so I invited him on. We were able to reach him, and he joins us today. Joe Nobody, thank you for joining me today.
Well, Mike, thank you very much for having me. It is truly a pleasure to be here, sir.
Well, I really appreciate your time, and it was quite difficult to actually contacting you because you do go by Joe Nobody, and you do protect your identity. Do you care to address that right here up front? Why is it important that you remain anonymous?
Sure, I'd be happy to. First of all, the name Joe Nobody, for those of your listeners that are not familiar with the training, shooting military, private military contractors, or PMC, it's very common to hear someone say, well, you know, I'm just a Joe Nobody, but can you show me that? I think it comes from the fact that it's an ever-evolving skill. You can always learn something. There's always a situation where somebody knows more than you do. So that's why I picked the pen name. The other reason was because I wanted to communicate to my readers that you didn't need to be a special forces guy. You didn't need to be in the physical condition of a Navy SEAL and run up and down the beach carrying logs or anything like that. The stuff in the book, the recommendations, pretty much anybody can do. If you can play tennis or play golf or even go for a long walk in the evening, you can handle what's in the book. And so that's kind of why we went that direction.
Well, that makes perfect sense. And folks, if you want to check out books by Joe Nobody, which I do recommend, go to Amazon.com. I think there are 4 books by this author right there on Amazon and maybe other booksellers as well. Just search for Joe Nobody and you'll find several. Let's talk about Holding Your Ground. I thought this was a very educational book. In fact, I'm using it in my own planning to protect my property and family against any unknown scenarios out there. What I liked about your book there, Joe, is that it's, you know, some of it really is like Sun Tzu and The Art of War, where it gets into the mind games and the mindset and the psychology of safety or encouraging people to move on and not hit your house. Can you address that and why that's an important element in your book?
Well, I think the book really divides in the beginning into 2 types of defense or defensive profile that you can set up for your location. And that may be your primary home, your bug out location, maybe a camper that you towed off to hide in the woods somewhere. But there really in the grand scheme of things, there's 2 major categories of defense. There is an active defense. I'm loud, I'm proud, I'm going to kick your butt if you come near me. And then there's also a passive defense. I recommend heavily in the book and to your listeners, always go with a passive defense if it is possible. The single biggest shortcoming or the single biggest thing that I have with them on stuff like this is they normally have very little understanding of ultimate violence. They have very little understanding of what someone who is not afraid of punishment or who is religiously zealot or motivated, as we have encountered in the Middle East for years, someone who doesn't have anything to lose, they're desperate. You will be shocked and surprised what that person will do to get what they want. And we Americans, fortunately, you know, we have it pretty good. It's pretty safe overall statistically. But if it all does fall apart and there's no fear of punishment, I don't think the average American citizen is ready for what might hit them. So hiding in sight works.
You're exactly right in that, Joe. I concur with you. As someone who's lived outside the country, who's lived in South America and developing nations, and who has seen violent crime committed against innocent people, I totally concur with you. You know, we have this thin veneer of a polite society most of the time in the USA, and we've got this magical thing where you can call 911 and men with guns show up so that you don't have to have your own guns. At least that's what a lot of the mainstream city people believe. So they've been living in this sort of this alternate reality that could just fall apart very quickly, and then they're left with their own defense, the responsibility of their own defense, their own, you know, providing food for themselves, all of these things. And that mindset is very alien to most people today.
Well, absolutely. I run into folks all the time at training classes that, you know, and there's a short scenario in Holding Your Ground about it was actually a true encounter I had. And going out on your front porch with your duck gun, your shotgun, in a lot of cases is not a very good idea.
Yeah.
If I am the bad guy, if I'm living by the gun after a collapse, after, you know, in an anarchical society, I'm not even going to come close to your house. You're never going to see me. I'm going to stay back. I'm probably either scared or, you know, why risk it? I'm going to stay back and I'm going to hammer at you from a distance. So people, again, have to have understanding desperation, understanding there's no reprisal, there's no fear of punishment anymore. How desperate will people get? And if you talk about South America, you can talk about South Africa. You can talk about the Middle East. You can even, if you will, go into parts of Europe, Bosnia, Herzegovina, what NATO went through, what a lot of, you know, the genocide that happened there. So hiding in plain sight is always best, a passive defense. Make the bad guys go on. Make them pass you by. If that's not possible, then we also cover active defense and a lot of the things that you can do there to give yourself an advantage and survive.
Well, very good information, Joe, and I concur with that also. You know, standing in your doorway makes you a real easy target. Anybody who's trained with an AR-15 can take you out from 200 yards, even with iron sights, if you're standing right there in your doorway. That's not a difficult shot. one of the things, well, first of all, let me mention, you've got another book on Amazon.com called Holding Their Own, which is a work of fiction that I haven't read the book, but I want to ask you about it. Does that depict a typical or a possible scenario of survival? Tell us about that book.
Absolutely. We had a lot of fun with that book. Holding, when it was first released, still is, was enormously successful. And I think a lot of people who are into self-reliance who prepare will tell you that sitting around reading all those old Army manuals and going through gun reviews and learning, you know, the proper seeds to put in the garden, that can all get a little mundane. So we wanted to write a novel that used the skills described in Holding Your Ground, but it was also fun. We wanted it to be entertaining. And One of the reviews I read on Amazon said it was a little bit of Tom Clancy, a little bit of Louis L'Amour, a little bit of Indiana Jones. So I don't recommend that. The hero in the book, his name is Bishop. The book takes place in 2015. There is an economic collapse, a very believable scenario for the collapse. And the hero and his wife just basically try to survive in a situation that, you know, a lot of people believe is very realistic and could easily happen.
Well, I look forward to reading that. I'm going to buy that right now, actually, from Amazon or after this and check that out. That sounds like a real good read. You know, getting back to some skills, we've got a few minutes left in this segment, but getting back to some skills, one of the things that concerns me about a lot of people today is that there are so many sales happening of firearms, which I'm not against that, but what I'm against is a lot of people buying firearms and then never learning how to, one, safely handle them, or two, effectively use them. They buy a revolver, let's say, put it in a drawer and never know what to do with it. And I think if you own one, you need to train with it. And I don't see a lot of training. Even just people shooting paper targets, that's not enough in my book. What are your thoughts on responsible firearms ownership?
Oh, absolutely. Learn the safety rules. You know, they are there for a reason. They have been the same, at least since I was a kid. And that's a long time ago. Learn the rules, go out, go to an indoor shooting range. It's going to cost you $30 or $35 in most places. At least put a box or two through the weapon. Now, I shoot on average of 3,000 rounds a month for various reasons. You don't have to do that. You don't have to be a NRA competition shooter or IPSC or any of the leagues, things like that. At minimum, go out, learn the safety, and then learn how the weapon operates. If you're scared, if you're frightened, and I have been there, things don't always go as smoothly as what they do in Hollywood movies.
Yeah. Right, and also, I notice when everybody practices with firearms, it's daylight, and you know, everything's clear, no problems, and then they don't practice low-light shooting, they don't practice administrative reloads at night, they don't practice transitions between a rifle and a pistol. They, you know, basically on the real battlefield, they're clueless.
It's I'll tell you an interesting thing that I teach my students. One of the first things I teach them is when you are scared, you're going to automatically, subconsciously try to hide behind the weapon. I don't care if it's a little pistol or a great big old deer gun. You will try to hide behind that weapon. You will try to get your body behind it. So when we're talking about stance, when we're talking about how you hold the weapon, go ahead and try to hide behind it while we're practicing. Another thing that I teach that so many people don't pay any attention to, can you operate the weapon one-handed?
Right.
If you go look at the statistics, I think it's over 70% of the injuries to police officers and military is the hand or the arms. And if you lose one hand in a gunfight and there's nobody to back you up, you just can't go back and your buddies cover for you. If you're by yourself, you better know how to use that weapon with the offhand.
Yeah, that's a real good point. And there are some good instructional videos out there. Show you how to rack the slide, how to do a one-handed reload, whether it's your good hand or your off hand. That's very good information. Getting off the firearms subject, though, what do you think about people who say, well, they're not comfortable with a firearm, they want to go with let's say a non-lethal defense? Is that even practical to talk about, or is that just wishful thinking?
Well, Mike, I'm not really an expert on home intrusion. I think I've got a surprise for anybody that does come into my home uninvited, but that may or may not be. I do know this. Some years ago, I got involved in some testing of tasers, for example. and a heavy leather coat, a load vest, body armor, a heavy nylon jacket can oftentimes deflect the prongs. And maybe they've improved, I don't know, but I don't want my wife trusting one of those.
Right. Yeah.
Now, what I do recommend often for non-lethal is, if you have a shotgun, is things like sandbag rounds, or there are several non-lethal shotgun rounds that can work. I've seen demonstrations of those taking down a rather large, energetic fellow.
And are those available in, for example, 20-gauge shells for maybe wives or you know, smaller stature people who can't handle a 12?
You know, I don't know. I have seen them in 12-gauge. I really don't know. I'm sure a quick internet search would probably turn something up. But I do know in a 12-gauge, they are effective.
Yeah, I would imagine so. But you hear a lot of people in cities, especially, you know, there are some cities where it's amazingly still illegal to defend your own home with a firearm. You know, you can get in trouble for that.
Well, if you are unable to use a firearm or can't legally own one in your locale, again, hiding in plain sight is your best bet for survival. There are several techniques in the book that are inexpensive that will really discourage someone from coming into your location, your apartment, or your suburban home. But have an escape route, have a rally point, and try to make your home look like it's already been looted, look like it's burned down, look like somebody's already been through it.
Yeah, I like how you had instructions for painting what looked like smoke, you know, smoke burns onto your building. It's pretty interesting. You can actually put a lot of artistry into making your house look like it's already been burned out.
Yeah, and that will also cover wood smoke. I think a lot of people are going to count on wood if there is an event. And so, you know, that's always an indicator for sometimes quite a distance that there are living humans around. And so that would also cover somewhat of a wood smoke smell, perhaps.
Well, very good information, Joe. I want to encourage our folks watching this to check out more video interviews here with Joe Nobody, who does have 4 books on Amazon.com. We're going to post some more interviews with him on YouTube as well as TV.naturalnews.com. And Joe, I want to thank you for this segment. Look forward to doing more interviews with you.
My pleasure, sir, and I really enjoy your work.
All right, that's the interview with Joe Nobody. Really interesting guy. Obviously, he has a lot of experience. We're going to find out more about Joe in some additional interview segments coming up right here on TV.naturalnews.com. In the meantime, stay informed, stay safe, stay prepared. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger for naturalnews.com. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods,
medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.